I am Yolanda Yo, and you are listening to Perspective with Zachary Perkins.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to Perspective. As always, I am your host, Zachary Perkins. Today is very special because today is the premiere of Season 3 of Perspective. So I would like to thank all of you guys for tuning in and being here with us. Our third season in, we're 19 episodes in. I'm still having such a good time doing the show. I know that I haven't been around and putting out shows regularly, but that doesn't mean I haven't been working. COVID has made it really hard to get into a lot of the spaces that I normally use to record. But I think I have one that's going to allow me to create a little more regularly, and one that is going to let me put the episodes out that I've been working on for months out very soon. So just bear with me. I'm not making promises on a schedule or how often episodes are going to come, because I don't want to let anybody down. I don't want to let myself down, most importantly. But I am working. Just because I haven't been here does not mean I haven't been working. I really want to thank everybody so much from the bottom of my heart. Like, this podcast has gone to places I never thought like it really would. We've been listened to and streamed and downloaded in the U.S. and Ireland and Lesotho and the Philippines and China and Canada and the U.K. and Germany, Singapore, and so many other places. And I really just want to thank the people who are sharing this podcast with their friends and their families, and the people who are giving it a chance and making it part of their regular routines. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. I started this podcast a year and a half ago, just as an outlet, just as a platform. I didn't know where I wanted it to go. I didn't know what I wanted it to do. And just knowing that it is reaching so many people, and there are so many people who reach out to me and they're like, when's the next episode coming? Like, we can't wait to hear more. We can't wait to hear what you're going to talk about next. That gives me such an incentive to continue on and to come back and find new topics to touch on and new places to go. Today's episode is going to be really special for a certain reason. If you guys didn't know, I turned 23 next week. By the time you hear this, I may already be 23. So this is my last full week being 22. And the special thing about me, like, when I'm turning an age, I like to reflect back on the last year, just to see how much I've grown and how much I've changed and how much I've evolved and how much of a different person I am at the end of the age, you know, as opposed to when I was beginning it. And this has been just such a year of growth and change. I really had to sit down with myself, you know, last year, and I really started going to therapy sessions regularly, you know, just to get to work through some of my issues, through some of my traumas and my triggers, things that I didn't even know that I needed to work through, things that I didn't even know were plaguing me and limiting how I interacted with people, how I felt about myself. And so I've really put in so much work. And so normally I do these reflections, like, and they're a personal thing, but I say, you know what, this year, why not make it a podcast? I think we get these lessons in life, and if I can help somebody not go down a path that I went down, more power, you know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to share a few things that I had learned over this last year. I don't know how long this is going to go, but I'm just going to get into some things. And even with COVID this year, like, COVID really, really slowed me down. I had so much that I said I was going to do, so much planned for the year. But COVID happened, and we all had to just kind of put life on pause for a second, especially when we were on, you know, essentially a nationwide quarantine. And it was very interesting for me because this was like the first time I had really gotten a chance to not really work and to not be in school during all of that. And so I really just wanted to put all of that time and that effort and attention that I normally would put into those other things into myself. And I think it was the most rewarding thing of 2020, honestly. And so, yeah, I'm really excited to share what I've learned. And all the ways that I feel like I've grown and the ways that I hope that I'm being a better person as I head into 23. Oh my God, I cannot believe I'm 23. Like, it's just something about 23 that makes me feel very elderly. Like, in 2 years, I'll be 25, and I'll never not be closer to 30 than 20, and that scares me. But I digress. So the first thing I want to start with is I've had to learn that it's okay to grow apart from people, and that everybody is not supposed to be on your journey for your whole life. I had a friend that I've talked about on the podcast. This was my best friend, actually, and she made some decisions and some choices and some actions that has her in a different place, a different predicament in life than I am. And I tried to still make the relationship work. I thought that things needed to adjust and change in the relationship, but I said, like, there's still love here, so maybe at some point I'll be able to figure out some kind of new normal with her. And I really ran myself, like, rugged because of it. She caused a lot of anxiety and depression in my situation because of her actions and just seeing them play out and even being a part of the fallout of some of her actions. And I realized maybe, like, less than a year ago, but I realized I needed to fully remove myself from that situation. I had to let her go because I was not being kind to myself, because I was not allowing myself to process what had happened, to grieve the loss of that friendship, and I wasn't putting that energy into myself or those around me who were good people, who were good friends. I think the thing that I've had to realize, and the thing that played itself in that friendship, I think that friendship should have ended before everything happened that ultimately we could not come back from. I think the friendship had long expired, but the thing about me is I'm someone who holds on to people so dearly because I don't believe in, like, associates. It's either we know each other or, like, you're my family, you know? Like, there's really no in-between. I don't even consider my friends, like, your family at this point, because just of how close we are and how much I love and depend on my friends, you know, like, I don't really have much family out here at school, so my friends become that. We become a real community for each other. And I think that I had always thought, like, we would be friends forever. I think she thought the same thing too. And I think we grew and we changed and we were both evolving in our own ways. And I didn't take into account her growth, and I don't think she took into account my growth. And then we ended up resenting each other for that. And I think that I've learned with my friends, I have to in real time be evaluating who they are and who they're becoming and the paths that they've chosen for themselves, and I have to accept that. And if I can't accept that, then I have to let my friends go, because then you guys only begin to hurt each other. And so I've really had to grapple with the notion that if I don't want to be your friends, it's not drama, it's not beef, there's not an issue. I still want to see you win. I promise you there's not going to be anybody that wants to see you win as much as I do, but you're just going to have to win from over there, because if I'm sitting here making sure that you're winning and, you know, focus on all things with you and X, Y, Z, then I'm taking away from myself, and then I'm not winning. And then it just becomes a really negative and ugly situation that didn't need to be. And I can part ways with people with love. But I will say, like, ever since that situation did happen with her, I lost a lot, like, in the loss of that friendship. Like, I lost a best friend, I lost a cousin, I lost a nephew and a godchild, and that really hurt. And it was overnight. Like, I woke up one day and my life had just changed as I knew it, and it would never be the same again. And that was really hard for me to grapple with. So I think that ultimately I ended up letting a lot of people slide with a lot of things that normally I would never. And so because of that, I stayed in a lot of relationships and a lot of friendships that were expired. And I didn't realize that until this year. I didn't like how some people made me feel. I didn't like the constant give that I was doing and the constant take that they were doing. And I just felt I found myself stuck in so many relationships. And so I finally got to a place this year where I was like, look, things are going to change. They have to change. Or I'm just going to remove myself from your life. And so I've really had to stop doing the disservice of trying to find the good in everyone. And I have to acknowledge that some people are just not good people, or they're not decent people at least. And you don't have to be a good person, but you need to at least be decent. And some people simply are not good people. And the quicker I learn that, and the quicker I stop trying to find the good in everyone, I've been so much happier. I feel like I'm a more centered person. I'm a more realistic person, even, because I don't try to see the good in everyone. I see situations and people for who they are at this point. And it kind of ties into a situation I had going on with my family. I found out some of my family members had been speaking about me in a derogatory way behind my back, to other family members and just to random strangers that I don't know. And it got back to me. Of course, because it always does. And I was not tolerating it. I was not going to accept it. And then many people in my family were just kind of like, life is short. Life is short. You never know what's going to happen tomorrow. You should want to fix this. And this is the thing. I forgive those people, even though I really shouldn't, because it was unwarranted. It was completely unwarranted and just unnecessary. I forgive them, but to forgive them does not mean that I want and or need them in my life. And I hate the whole life is short thing, because it gives people the pass to be an asshole. It gives people the pass to just talk recklessly. And my thing is, it's always, what if you die tomorrow? No, what if the person who is disrespecting me dies tomorrow? That's the last thing I'll remember from you. So you should go around treating everyone like it is your last day. You really should. But not in the way that it's been explained and presented to us over the years. If the last thing you did to me was disrespect me, that is your legacy to me. That is your impact on me. And so I hate that I'm in this position and this predicament. But I'm just at a point where I have to stand up for myself and I have to. Because you can't attack my identity and then expect me to find it in my heart to forgive you. Because you literally try to tear me down for being me. And if that's the case, then you don't want me in your life. You want the version of me around for you that makes you comfortable, or the version of me that you can deal with. And that's just not going to work for me anymore. And so I got into it, like I said, with some of my other family members, and I was just telling them why I was refusing. And I was really confused, because a lot of the family members who were advocating for them had also been disrespected in many ways by these people. And so it really boggled my mind that it's like, I know you understand what I'm saying and why I'm saying what I'm saying. And so I had the opportunity to say what was on my mind, which was really good, because I don't think that they realized how it really impacted me, how it really hurt me, and how it affected me. But it really showed me that do not know what's on my mind. People don't know how to help me if they don't know what's on my mind. That's been something that I've really had to really work on this year, because the going will get tough and I will go into hiding, or I'll just be sad and I'll sink into these depressive states. And it's, you would think that I didn't have anybody around me, anybody to uplift me, to support me, to show me love. And sometimes I forget that and I allow myself to feel bad for myself. And it's not healthy. It doesn't promote good communication. And it really pushes people away that are trying to be there for you. And so I've taken that and I've applied it in every part of my life, even in like romantic relationships, when there are things that are done that are not preferable to me, or things that I think my significant other should be engaging in, things like that. I've learned to speak up for myself. I've learned a lot about my tone and how I approach situations, because it's never the message. It's always the tone. It's always the delivery. And so I never want to give someone the opportunity, because if you deliver a message sideways, your message is invalid. Like, people don't even care about your message. So I never want to give people that opportunity to invalidate me. So I've really learned the importance and the essence of talking to people correctly, because I am very short-tempered. I have a mouth on me. But I have to learn some patience, because let me tell you, I feel like sometimes people are trying me, people are testing me, and they want the reactions. But you just can't give it to them. You cannot give people that. And there have been people who try to take how I'll feel about a situation, and then they'll try to vilify my reaction. And the thing that I've learned in therapy is that I cannot allow people to be more upset at my reaction to their actions than I am at their actions. So, with that being said, how I feel is how I feel at the end of the day. I'm trying to find, you know, a way to put in a cute little box and wrap it with a bow, but how I feel is how I feel at the end of the day. And I'm learning to be unapologetic for that, because I am very much a people person, very much a people pleaser. But I'm learning to say, hey, you know what? I love you. I rock with you. But what you did was fucked up. It hurt my feelings. And if that is not something that can be accepted, and it's not something the other person is willing to work on, then you gotta go. Because I don't want to hold things anymore. I don't want to be just this bottled up person. I don't always want to be on edge and tense with everybody. Because then you go off on people, and then they're looking at you crazy. Then I'm the bad guy. Word to Chun Li. Or as they call me, Chun Z. But I just want to... I want to be able to express myself. I don't want to be... Not shut down. I want to express myself, and I want to be eloquent, and I want to be mature. Those are like the most important things to me at this point. So that is where I am with that. And then I've learned to not be hard on myself. There are so many things that I told myself I was going to do. Some of them I was unable to do. Some of them I was able to do, but not in the capacity that I had initially anticipated for myself. And I had to just really tell myself that, hey, you know what? You need to acknowledge the growth and the progress you've made, even though you haven't reached the goal. Because as long as you're working, you have to be easy on yourself. Because if not, then you put yourself into regression, and then you send yourself backwards instead of going forward. And that's with anything. Like, if you want to start a business and you have a goal to save like $10,000 and you're saving a dollar a week, or if you want to go to the gym and you're like, okay, ultimately I want to go to the gym 6 days a week, but you start off doing 2 days a week, you have to applaud yourself for starting, for getting somewhere, for attempting, for investing into yourself. And then after you do that, then you can say, hey, you know what? I didn't quite get there, but how can I get there? And so those are things I have to tell myself all the time. I literally got a tattoo on my wrist. It's Isaiah 60:22. And so it means, or the Bible verse is, when the time is right, I, God, will make it happen. And those are just things that I always feel like I need to hear. Because it's so easy to just see people around you doing so well and living out their dreams and all the things that they said they were going to do, like they're actually being fulfilled. And I think this time last year, I was jealous of people. And I can admit that. And I know it sounds crazy, but like, I don't know why we're like scared to admit when we are jealous of people sometimes, because I know we've all felt it. But I don't know if I was jealous. I think I was more spiteful, actually, of people, if I'm being honest. Because I think that spitefulness is, I was dry hating a little bit. I was dry hating on people a little bit. And this year, I think I could say I'm more jealous, because I'm jealous, but I think the jealousy is pushing me and inspiring me to be better. And I'm making connections, and I'm talking to these people, and I'm saying, hey, like, how did you get here? Like, what's been your process? Or what do you have? Like, what would you recommend to someone like me who's trying to get to where you are? And so I'm really using all these people winning around me to figure out how to win myself. So there's a real level of adult in being able to say that you're jealous of people. But I just have to remember, my journey is my journey. And we didn't all have the same journey. We didn't all have the same walk. We didn't get here the same way. And that's fine. But what I have going on is what I have going on. And I'm gonna get to where I need to go one day. Like, I'm not just sitting here twiddling my thumbs every day. So, you know, I'm further to the goal today than I was yesterday. And that's what matters. That's what's important. So, you know, I've just really been trying to applaud myself for the little things in life. But also still being very real with myself and very honest with myself that there's more work to do. There's always more work to do. If you're not working to grow and expand, like, you're being stagnant. And that's not cute. It's not hot at all. So that has been my big thing for the year. I've really had to realize that this healing is a journey. And I don't know if it'll ever be over. And that's okay. It has its ebbs and its flows, its ups and its downs. I have my days where I don't want to be bothered. I go into these spirals of these deep, dark episodes. But I have to just be, again, I have to be kind to myself. I have to, if I need a day, I have to have the day. And that just is what it is. And I think a lot of times I would need to have a day, and I would need to cry, and I would need to express something, or I would need to express sadness or anger or rage, confusion, you name it, whatever emotion that needed to be expressed in abundance, I made it my business to conceal it, to try to push through and ignore it, and then it's detrimental to myself in the end. And then again, it's one of those situations where you're having a meltdown after being seemingly okay all day, and then everyone's looking at you like, where is this coming from? Like, you're literally psychotic. And I don't want that to be like attached to me anymore. I want to make sure that if I do need to go and check in, I haven't been going to my therapist as often because I do feel like I'm in a better place. But if I need a moment, if I need to catch up and fill him in and get a quick little session in, I make it my business to do that. Because ultimately, at the end of the day, everyone is around to be a foundation and to help me get to where I want to go, but I'm the driver of the car. So it's ultimately on me to decide where this is going and if I'm going to continue to do the work. Because if you don't do the work, then it does start to fall apart. It does start to crumble and it gets overwhelming and it gets heavy. But you just have to be honest with yourself. You have to be truthful about where you are and your needs, and you have to know to listen to yourself in real time. That's a really important thing that I've learned. And I've had to understand that going through it, it doesn't mean that you're stuck there. You're going through it. It ends. It's going to be over. But I found myself in a place, in a situation where it just felt like everything was happening. Like every time I looked up, something was happening. And it felt overwhelming. It really felt so overwhelming. And I felt like I just couldn't win. And I was drowning. I was drowning under responsibilities, under my feelings and emotions, school, literally you name it. And one day, I don't know what had happened. I don't remember what exactly had happened. And then I kind of had a breakdown in front of some of our friends. And then my friends, I guess, told their parents about it. And their parents were like, you have to think about the lesson that God was trying to show you in that. Like, there's a reason this didn't happen right now. There's a reason why this is not your reality right now. You have to, you know, really take some time and think about it in that way. And I was like, you know, like sometimes you're not trying to hear things like that. Like, you're like, I just want to have a moment. That's all. I just want to have a moment. And I think now when things are happening, even bad things, I'm able to say, you know what? There's a lesson in this. I'm going to come out of this stronger. I'm going to come out of this. And I'm going to know how to navigate this. And not only for myself, but if this happens for my sisters or my cousins or even my parents, like if it's a situation that I'm navigating for the first time and no one around me has any experience with, I just realized that the more you fight things, the worse you make your situation. So, you know what, if I have to go through it for a little bit, I'm going to go through it. But you know what, I'm not gonna just continue to be down. I'm gonna have to figure it out and get out of this at one point. So just know that there are better days ahead. And a good way I've been framing my days, even if something bad happens in my day, I say, you know what, I had a good day. Something bad happened today, but I've had a good day today. Because good things happen on your bad days and bad things happen on your good days. So you cannot center how you feel about an entire day that God gave you to go and be great and to be better today than you were yesterday around one thing that happened within 1 hour of your whole day. So that's been on my mind and on my heart, and like those are the biggest ways I feel like I've had to, the biggest things I feel like I've had to reflect on. My biggest lessons of 22, I guess we can go ahead and say, I am so blessed and so honored that I get the chance to reflect, and that I haven't done anything irreversible or irreparable in my life. I'm not a perfect person at all. I never will claim to be. I never will aim to be. I can only be the most authentic version of my best self. That's all I want to be. And there's going to be bumps on the roads. There's going to be hurdles and distractions. I'm going to be my own worst enemy sometimes. But I'm working to grow, to change, to evolve, all of that good stuff. And so I hope 23 brings with it many, many more blessings and good lessons and good health and memories and friends and all of that good stuff. And I really want to thank you guys so much for taking the time out to be here with me today, to listen to me rant and ramble a little bit. I hope that somebody took something away from this. Yeah, you know, like I said, I'm in a space again, like a physical space, to record the podcast again. So I do hope to be in you guys' ears or in your cars or in your homes again very soon. I hope that you all have a blessed, blessed day. And thank you, as always, for listening to Perspective.
I'm Zachary Perkins, and this has been Perspective with Zachary Perkins. Don't forget to subscribe so you'll be the first to know when new episodes drop.